Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanis.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros, Rob and Sook. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. It's another beautiful day out there.
Hump day!
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to be out at the Independent Sports Bar and Grill. Tomorrow and Friday for Fan Madness, so join us.
Yes.
If you want to play hooky and, like, you know, watch games and stuff.
Well, Dirt and Sprague will be out there as well both of those days. Come
Drink
on by
beer.
And say howdy. Friday will be a little bit of a late show. I think we'll be on right around 4 because we will have the duck game for you.
So, the Independent Sports Bar and Grill is right downtown in between Mary's and El Gaucho. Can't miss it.
Nope.
Great place to watch basketball.
Really is, and it's a huge place. A lot of the times you go to those places for the first round of the NCAA tournament, can be really packed in there. That place is huge. TVs everywhere, plenty of room to spread out. It's a great, great place to watch the games.
We've also got super cool prizes.
Do we?
Yeah. You can enter to win a 65-inch Sony TV.
So I thought you were just speaking in generalities there. I thought you were Francesa-ing that, but we actually have cool prizes.
You can win tickets to the Nike Hoop Summit and other stuff.
All right.
more.
And the proverbial. And more.
It's like a grab bag. Here's a... text to the Better You Today text line 55305. We were talking on In the News about the Portland Elementary School that
auctioned off its teachers.
Yeah, their fundraiser. Here's a teacher who has a different twist on the auction and says, I'm a teacher and I would love the whole auction thing. All the other teachers end up with the spoiled rich kids. Nobody would bid for me. That's a good point.
You end up with the blue collar kids.
Yeah.
What if you're like at Laco and they're all rich, spoiled kids?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, what do you do
then? That's a problem. God, can you imagine if they did that at Laco?
No, the insufferable nature of the parents.
Well, although how much money they would raise.
You'd raise a lot of cash. Although at those schools, you probably don't need to raise a bunch of cash, right?
Well, Laco, I can't imagine they're hurting. I've seen their facilities.
I was going to say, I think they're doing just fine.
But
the interesting one is like down in Texas where you have like somewhat... it's not like really rich areas, but then they have like a $20 million football stadium.
Right. They do.
Those are the ones that I scratch my head at.
And you say 20 million. I think they built one for 60 million.
It's really nice. I saw an HBO Real Sports piece once. I want to say it was somewhere down, south. I think it might've been in Alabama, where they got pummeled by a tornado or hurricane, a natural disaster. And the school basically got leveled. And you know what they rebuilt? The football facility.
Hell yeah, man.
The school was in shambles, but you know what? They played football that year and it made everyone, I guess, feel better about it.
You know what we need to talk about at some point in the club coming up is we need to talk about, have you heard of bulldozer parenting?
No.
So, you know, helicopter parenting is where you just, you know, kind of sure. Hover over your kids.
Yeah.
At all.
I do the absentee parent thing, but
right.
You know, it's the opposite of the helicopter.
Works
parent.
Well.
Yeah. Free range parenting is what I call it. I just let them out in the backyard and let nature take its course.
So now there's something called bulldozer parenting, which is pretty self-explanatory, where parents basically just, I mean, pave the way at every level for their kids. See Lori Loughlin and, you know, all this,
it makes sense,
right? Like they just bulldoze everything
sure.
out of the way. So,
yeah.
So there was a story written on it.
No hurdles to overcome. We knock those right down.
There was a story and I'll have to go back and get the link. That's why I don't want to do it today because I got to go back and reread it. But I remember and present it. But I remember there was one element of the article that talked about kids. There's a problem with kids who are children of bulldozer parents who are going to college, and one example was they're quitting because they can't handle basically anything different or new because their parents have always wiped their ass for them. There was one girl who was so upset. She doesn't like sauces, dressings or sauces on her food or anything. So she could not handle that most of the food that was given to her in the cafeteria had sauces or dressings or whatever. And she freaking quit.
She was demanding sauce-free nuggets.
She went home. She couldn't handle it. That's where we're at.
Wow.
With some of this stuff. And we'll have to do that maybe tomorrow in the club.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that.
But right now, I got to tease tonight. What do we have in the club tonight? Good question, Rob.
I have a great story involving, speaking of bad parenting, I've got two great, bad parenting / coaching stories, both coming from the South, one in wrestling, one in football.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me. I didn't find that appropriate there.
Yeah,
Mike?
Where did that come from?
Why would we do that? That seemed...
made me.
The reason I did that is because you said... What's coming up in the club? I don't know. Thanks, Rob. Let me know.
Well, anyway, I have some documentary talk I'd like to get to.
Yeah.
Saw two documentaries, Free Solo and The Inventor. And the Jamie Burke of the club stories recently. What is making a comeback from the 80s?
Ah, yes. And I have Forrest Gump news as well. I've had this for a couple days and I've been sitting on it.
That all in the club 6 to 7.
The Forrest Gump story you didn't know that you wanted.
This hour, I've got an out-of-the-box. Well, there's a name floating out there about the Washington State basketball coaching search.
Yeah, not Rick Pitino.
No, it's definitely not Rick Pitino, but it is an interesting name, and it would definitely be out of the box, but it would be great for Washington State. So we'll get to that, but right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Number 5.
2 16 seeds you don't care about are battling it out for the right to get torched by Duke in the NCAA tournament right now. But pretty good little game.
Got North Dakota State, masters of college football.
Yeah, is that where Wentz played?
That's where Carson Wentz played.
I can never remember North Dakota State or North Dakota.
No, North Dakota is the Fighting Sioux.
Don't they have the same colors, though?
No, North Dakota is black and green, and North Dakota State is like yellow and green.
Yeah, I told you. North Dakota State, 53, North Carolina Central.
Yeah.
48.
I don't know who the Central are, but North Dakota State is the Bison.
So these are the playing games. They're in Dayton. Dayton?
Dayton!
They're in Dayton, Ohio. Later, 11 seeds, Arizona State and St. John's meet. The Devils are in the play-in portion of the tournament for the second year in a row. Of course, they lost to Syracuse last year.
And quite possibly the two best player coaches in the tournament?
Yeah,
Chris Mullen, Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, that's a pretty good little matchup.
Yeah,
number 4.
The winner of that gets 6 seed Buffalo on Friday. And I got to throw in the Syracuse news here. Now Syracuse lost their point guard Frank Howard because he's an idiot.
He's been suspended indefinitely for violating team rules, although they're saying that could just be one game.
Also, the Lady Ducks, you know them?
I do know them.
Kelly Graves, know him?
Well, I know of him, but I don't know him personally.
He's the coach.
Yes.
They re-upped him. Big extension down there.
He's done a great job.
Blazers Mavs tonight in the Moda Center. Last of their 4 meetings this season. You know, Dallas has won 2 of 3 thus far. Those bastards.
Well, and the last time they played, that was the Doncic fourth quarter where he went all hero ball. The guy's amazing.
Yeah, Doncic, he's going to be rookie of the year for sure. He's averaged 24 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists in 3 games against the Blazers. So C.J. McCollum, of course, is out. Jake Lehman started in place of C.J. last game, but he only ended up playing about 14 minutes. So he's kind of, you know, the shine is coming off of him a little bit. So you've got more Rodney Hood, more Seth Curry. The Rockets are at the Grizzlies tonight, and the Thunder host the Raptors. Now, if Oklahoma City loses,
#3,
it creates a 3-way tie for 6th in the West with Utah and the Clippers.
It's getting interesting.
How about that? Just 12 games left for the Blazers. The Mariners won their season opener this morning against the A's in Tokyo, 9-7. Domingo Santana hit a granny.
He did. Not an old lady, but actually hit a grand slam. I think that was in the third or the fourth. And Ichiro got the start.
Man, I'd go all granny, and I would own it.
Went 0 for 1 with a walk, and then he got taken out to a standing ovation.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. Same two teams tomorrow morning, or I guess, yeah, tonight.
Yeah.
2:30. It's Kikuchi, that's an uncomfortable name to say. Kikuchi.
On the mound for the Mariners.
Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Kuchi, kuchi, kuchi. He's going up against Estrada.
Can you please cut that, Mike?
Kikuchi is from Japan, so that's kind of nice that they're playing in Japan.
Yes.
So he'll be making his major league debut. One other note, you know, Craig Kimbrell, the closer of the Red Sox, still doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
He's a free agent. He is apparently in talks to go to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Well, it sounds like he's not willing to take, like, a bargain deal, that he's holding firm to what he believes he's worth.
NFL signings. Linebacker Vontaze Burfict signs a one-year deal with the Raiders.
Most appropriate thing ever.
Linebacker Clay Matthews is going to the Rams for 2 years. So he is out of Green Bay.
Yeah, well, he's a guy at this point that's it's more name recognition than anything else. He is not a marquee player anymore.
What else? Bruce Irvin is headed to the Panthers. Pass rusher Bruce Irvin to the Panthers for 1 year, $4 million. And a couple of backup quarterback signings. A.J. McCarron is going to go to the Texans, and Trevor Siemian to the Jets.
Hot backup. Well, this will help us in our get-to-know-your-backup quarterback game that we'll play at the end of the summer.
You'll forget. Come too far together. Stop now. Oh. You know what I forgot to mention?
What do you got?
Thanks to Texture, our bros on the street.
Number one.
It is Dirk's last game. Well, maybe not.
We don't know if he's retiring or not.
But he's doing the kind of the farewell tour.
Yeah, but he didn't ask for it. Teams just keep doing that, and people ask him about it, and he's like, it's going to be weird if I come back. He hasn't decided whether or not he's leaving or not.
It could possibly be Dirk's last game in Portland.
Yes. When Dwayne Wade came, we knew that was it. Dirk, maybe.
And number one, I've got the latest for you on Patriots owner Robert Kraft and the hand he heard around the world. His team has filed a motion to suppress evidence in his case. Now, obviously, this would be the video evidence of the 2 minutes that he spent at Orchids of Asia. They want that squashed. They're also, with this move, sending a message to the prosecution that they may not have had probable cause to collect the evidence in the first place. Basically, the reports are now that Kraft is not going to accept the plea deal offered yesterday that we talked about, which would just basically give him diversion, and he would go on about his life if he jumped through all those hoops. No charges if he completed that. But he says it's a non-starter.
Yeah, he's claiming that, I saw that the attorney is going to say that Florida is a two-party state, that all parties in a recorded conversation must be aware of the recordings and consent to it.
There you go.
And that the recordings would be, what they did would violate wiretapping laws. So they're going to try to get that tossed, and if they do, Kraft's going to give you the bird and be like, you got no proof whatsoever. He's not taking a deal. Kraft's using his $6 billion and going to fight this to the end.
Hot toots, baby.
The happy end.
Nice. The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Duck and Beaver fans, as you power up for game day, be sure to grab some Frost Brewed Coors Light. Please, please drink responsibly. Coming up next, I got a little Washington State coaching update and a little bracket talk. 518 on the fan. Coochie, coochie, coochie. Yeah, hey, the Mariners 1-0 leading the AL West. Still on pace for 162-0. And more importantly, most importantly, we are 1-0 in the Major League Baseball underdog betting system.
Yeah. You took the M's. What were they, like plus 115 or whatever?
Plus 118 last night.
118.
Now, I think they're on to us because tonight they are only plus 110.
With the coochie coochie going on the mound.
With the coochie coocher out there. So, Mariners A's 2:30 tomorrow morning. Some baseball. Well, it's always weird. It's tonight, but it's technically tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, but
like
tonight. You're not waking up at 2:30. If you watch the game, like I saw it because I happened to be up last night. I kept tossing and turning, couldn't sleep, so I flipped the game on. But I doubt anyone's like setting their alarm to wake up at 2:30 to watch that thing.
Hey man, this game's good. This North Carolina Central, North Dakota State thing.
66-61 North Carolina Central with 5:11 to play.
Now on the Robert Kraft issue. Somebody text the Better You Today text line 55305. So Kraft is going to fight this, and he's probably going to win.
Yes. Which is why they're offering him a deal, because they know that they're not going to waste the resources to go against a guy with $6 billion he's just, well, he's not going down like that.
It makes you wonder why they, I mean, did they use him so that this would get more attention because he's a public figure?
It seems that way. It just like,
that's pretty crappy because
I guess they offered these deals to everyone. And it's, I don't understand the point of going through all this, like an 8-month sting operation for this.
Well, okay. So a little bit of sympathy for Robert Kraft here, because I don't think what he did is the worst thing in the world. Now, if it's human trafficking and he was aware of that, that's a totally different story, but it wasn't. And it was the owner.
No one's been charged in human trafficking in this whole thing. That's
right.
There's still some questions about whether that was an actual thing or not.
So this is really strange. So basically, because one of the guys through this whole sting that you caught is famous and has a lot to lose.
Yeah.
Ultimately, and this needs to be said, it's on his dumbass for going in there.
Sure.
I mean, it's like, come on, Bob, you got to be better than that or more discreet. But he did it, and they got him. I feel like they kind of threw him out there as just to get their case more public.
Sure.
You know.
Why else do it?
And for a guy like Robert Kraft, it's like he's going to fight it and win, but nobody cares. The damage is already done. Like, when you're a public figure like that, you can't, like, it doesn't matter that he will not,
we all know
he won't be charged.
We all know what you did.
Right. And so it just kind of sucks that they threw that out there, and he's probably like, I mean, now I can see his side of like, oh, dude, he was probably livid about that. Again, his fault. He's the one that did it. Don't be an idiot. You're worth how many billions of dollars? More discreet, dude.
Yeah.
At the same time, he's getting railroaded a little bit here because it seems like just a flimsy case. Like, they know that they're not going to pin him on this. They just wanted his name out there to get publicity for their stupid case.
100% agree with you. It's weird in that, like, the owner is like some sort of big wig, like, rich lady that's hanging out at the White House and everything. There's like so many weird layers to this story, but it's odd because the more and more I read about it, it seemed like it was like this big long investigation. It was 8 months long and all these different the different massage parlors, and yet it sounds like there's no real punishment going down for anyone. Like, they're all like misdemeanor crimes. Like, no one's getting the book thrown at them or whatever.
Something went wrong.
It's just an odd,
something went wrong.
It's an odd thing, but you are 100% right that he has been thrown out there more so than anyone else involved in this, including the owner that set all these up. But again, to your point, it's hard for me to feel a ton of sympathy for him because, yeah, well, you did it.
Well, at the same time,
and we know that you did it.
But people don't really. I mean, do people really care? He's 77 years old, dude.
No, and
his wife died.
And that's the weird part of it. Well, whether his wife was dead or not.
Well, he's a lonely old guy.
My guess is he'd be doing this even if his wife was still alive. He's a guy.
Well, maybe.
He's an old man worth $6 billion.
Right, but I'm just saying that a lot of people would dislike it more if he were married.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
I mean, he's a single guy. He's 77.
Yeah.
It wasn't human trafficking. Good grief.
Yeah, and I don't know. While it probably is a little embarrassing to him, I don't know what
he
doesn't care. This doesn't hurt his reputation at all. You think when he goes, I don't know, maybe in rich guy circles, I don't know, maybe you're on the board of some charity. Maybe they don't want to associate with you, but I can't imagine that this keeps
him. They're probably all comparing notes over drinks.
Yeah, I doubt that this keeps him up at night, or this is something that he is going to struggle with. And someone is saying like a flimsy case, two videos, but that's the point. It sounds like he's going to get the videos thrown out. Sounds like they knew that they couldn't, that this is, that evidence will never see the light of day.
He will get those thrown out because they don't have the, to have filmed it in the first place.
Yes.
So they can't use it.
So if that's the case.
But how did the prosecution not know that?
I know. Like, see, that's the weird part is if you're to believe what the attorneys are saying, that this is going to be inadmissible evidence, how do you screw that up if you're the police?
I'll tell you this. If that video gets out, man, he is going to, I mean, somebody is getting sued.
I'd be surprised if it didn't get out. How many things of this nature ever really stay buried?
It's hard to bury him. He's obviously trying, but seriously, if that gets out, he's going to go. yeah. ape bleep with yes. his with his dough.
If he goes out, he's got $6 billion, and someone you're right, someone's getting sued, and someone's probably getting fired because right. that leak will get found out.
Back to the brackets, and there is a name cruising around out there that is linked to the Washington State coaching search.
And it's not Rick Pitino, and I was very disappointed at that.
It's not, although Rick Pitino's name is linked to UNLV.
Yeah, which would make total sense. I mean, you
could better hire him.
You couldn't ask for a better fit.
No.
Now, someone on a thread on Twitter was bringing up Rick Pitino for the Washington State job, and the university president decided to chime in and just say, no, not going to happen. He just rained all over everyone's parade. Let Washington State fan have some hope that Rick Pitino could come.
By the way, that president just got fired.
And he's done.
And
when
now
you hired Mike Leach, right? He didn't exactly have the cleanest record in the world. He was locking kids in sheds.
All right, so we'll get to that next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter. Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up in our next segment, Darren Revelle's doing weird bits that I don't understand, complete with audio. But I was looking at a list of coaches for Washington State to hire. Spokesman review. Hello?
Yeah.
Just making sure you're awake over there.
I'm well aware.
You're well aware of what?
And I don't think it's the spokesman's review. I think it's the spokesman review.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was, wait, what did I say?
Spokesman.
Spokesman review. Yeah. My apologies to you spokesmanians. And the list is, well, it's long, but you won't recognize any of the names, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Except Leon Rice, who's that Boise State guy.
So it's like when Ken Bone got hired, everyone was like, who? Unless you're from around here.
The Boner.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He lasted a couple seasons. He was the one before Ernie Kent, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it went from
like
Ken,
3 years.
Yeah, from Ken Bone to Ernie Kent.
Now, Leon Rice was at Oregon for a while.
The Boner has swung.
He was at Gonzaga, and I think he's now at Boise State. But anyway, he's somewhat of a name. His name always comes up when something opens in the Pac-12, but then there are other guys like the Montana coach and this and that. But there's one name that's out there, not listed on this list or anything, but there is a tie because the AD, Patrick Chun, worked with him for 8 years, and he has since, he's kind of gone away. Like nobody, I mean, he's not in coaching anymore. So if this guy wants to coach, could Washington State use its Patrick Chun ties to the great Thad Matta?
You know, I saw that someone in that same thread where the university president poo-pooed Rick Pitino, someone had thrown out Thad Matta's name, and everyone kind of rolled their eyes at it because
like no chance.
Well, why would Thad Matta take that job?
Yeah. Well, because he and Patrick Chun may be close.
Okay. But here's my thing. Thad Matta, whether he's close with the Chunger or not, Thad Matta could
not to be confused with the Boner.
No, the Chunger and the Boner, two very different people. But Thad Matta was great at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And
he was.
And if Thad Matta wanted to get back into coaching, Thad Matta would not have a hard time landing a high-profile job. So why would he take, no offense to Washington State, but I'm going to argue one of the 10 worst jobs in Power 5 conferences?
Yeah, well, yeah, in Power 5, yes.
In Power 5,
yes. Might even be one of the 5 worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, Power 5. Yeah, Power 5, it's probably one of the 5 worst.
I mean, it's horrific. And Thad Matta, that's a big-time name.
No, it is, but again, I think, and it's a stretch. It totally is. Everything you say is correct. It's just, you know, you see these sometimes. I mean, they got Dick Bennett. And I think Dick Bennett was kind of in the same scenario where it's like, why would Dick Bennett go to Washington State? Dick Bennett, the great Wisconsin coach, I think he had stepped down, right? He was done.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember what the tie was there, but they got him. Like, why would he Dick Bennett was greatness out there. Why would he take the Washington State job? But he did.
I'll tell you what, if you could throw a bunch of cash at Thad Matta and get him there, you freaking do it.
Well, of course you, you try to swing for the fences. It's a long shot, but again, that's what I'm saying. Like every once in a while, like Rick Pitino is a weirdo, Rick Pitino,
Mike Leach,
the late, Rick Majerus.
Yeah.
You know, was always the guy that, In Leach, yeah, that's another one. But maybe Mata's just a little, maybe he's ready to get back in, doesn't want the, you know, a big-time job, knows what goes with that. He's like, ah, no, Patrick, yeah, I'll go out to Pullman, try the West Coast.
Yeah, I just...
It's a long shot, but it's better than all...
Why did he leave Ohio State?
Well, they said, at the time, they said it was, like, health reasons.
Yeah, I thought he just stepped down and just, like, he was...
He was about to have a heart attack.
He was just tired, and he's a very intense and
very red all the time. And
yes. He does have that perpetual, I am going to have a stroke at any moment. So I don't think it was for poor performance necessarily, although I think towards the end it had tailed off a little bit. They made the NIT 1 or 2 years, and then he stepped down. How old is Thad Mata, by the way?
I don't know. Good question.
He's only 51.
Right.
Boy, so, I'll tell you what.
According to the Las Vegas Sun, he's also a potential UNLV head coaching candidate.
See, okay.
See, and this is my point. No offense to Washington State. Right, but that's not trying to crap all over your program, but why would you...
But hold on. I totally get what you're saying, but UNLV is not a great job.
No, it's better than Washington State.
But yes, but your point is Thad Mata is like a big-time name. He wouldn't sniff either one of those. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he won't. But if he's a candidate for UNLV, he could be a candidate for Washington State. I mean, it's not that much. I mean, look, I get it. The Cougs job that's going to be a tough sell.
Yes.
But
same as Oregon State.
The UNLV job is not a great job.
No, but UNLV has a track record of successful seasons. If you can coach, you can win at UNLV. You can get kids at UNLV. And I'm not just talking about the glory days.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, are we just harping on the 90s?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to look them up.
UNLV has had good years.
Lon Kruger.
Yeah, Lon Kruger was there, and they were a top 25 school.
Yeah,
Lon Kruger was there before Oklahoma?
Before Lon Kruger's been so many places, I don't remember if it was before Oklahoma or after. I think it was before. But, yeah, they went to the tournament consistently.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. And they had Charlie Spoonhour. But yeah, they haven't done much outside of Lon Kruger since Tark. But I mean, look, it's a better job. UNLV is a better job than Washington State, but it's not that big of a leap.
Well, and you live in Vegas.
But
well, that's my saying. I think it's a lot easier to recruit to UNLV than it is to, Pullman. But like a guy like Thad Mata, I would think a guy like Thad Mata, like UCLA.
Yeah.
That to me seems...
If he wants to coach, right. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, maybe his mindset is...
That guy's got Final Fours on his resume.
Right, but maybe his mindset is, like, Dick Bennett. Like, I don't want to do anything big time. I want to build a program. You know, that would be more fun. I don't want the BS of going to a major institution like UCLA. I'll just go to Washington State and build it. No expectations. Patrick's my guy, so...
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not that big of a stretch.
Look, if you're Washington State, I'm sure you kick that can and see if there's anything underneath it. I just...
Maybe you kick the tire.
Yeah, kick the tire.
Yeah, I don't know about the can.
Well, why not?
Because if you kick the can, it goes down the road. Then he goes to UCLA. You kick the can.
Look, if you could get Thad Mata, I would make the argument that would be the greatest hire in Washington State history.
Well, that's kind of why I liked Bill Moose. And I know Bill Moose, I don't know what Cougs fans think of Bill Moose, but because I know he ran up a ton of, just spent.
Yes.
But at the same time, I remember him coming on our show, I think it was our show, where he came on and he said, right when they hired him, and he's like, look, I'm going to go in there, I'm going to have them, they're going to have to commit to this. It's going to take money for us to get where we want to go.
And they did. They bought Mike Leach, and Mike Leach has made that into a good, solid, upper echelon Pac-12 program.
Right, but he jumps to Nevada or to Nebraska,
yeah,
and he leaves like, it's well, like a the, steaming yeah, crater of yeah, debt.
Of debt.
But at the same time, I liked Bill Moose's, I thought he was good at Oregon, mm-hmm. and I liked his just swinging for the fences type attitude, and that's kind of what it takes.
I just know that when you're in places... I always say that Oregon State and Washington State are very similar. And I just think those are just tough places, especially where their programs both are. Those are going to be really hard to go find a marquee name.
But Bill Moose did it.
He did with football. You got Mike Leach.
And that's what it takes, because otherwise you're spinning your wheels. Yeah, so you've got to try to find somehow some way to find a guy like that.
Yeah.
Who that guy is, I don't know if it's Thad Mata, but that's kind of along those lines.
You get Thad Mata, you're doing handsprings.
What about Phil Martelli? Now, he's an East Coast guy. This is, I think, a bigger long shot than Thad Mata, because there's really no tie whatsoever.
No tie.
Martelli just retired from, he left St. Joe's.
St. Joe's.
He'd been there for like 25 years. He's a little older. you know, following that Dick Bennett model, but there's nothing that ties him to the West Coast at all.
Yeah.
Like, he's a Philly
guy.
You
spent all that time out there. Yeah, I guess you...
But it's
you,
a guy like that.
Yeah.
That you want to try to somehow find...
Well, that was the Dick Bennett thing, right? Kind of one last...
Dude, Kansas got less miles. It's that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's not the perfect hire, but it's like, for when you're Kansas, you got to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Like a Steve Alford, would he...
He's out there. He's, I mean, I'd take... There? If I'm Washington State, I'd take him over all these unknown guys.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the whole unknown thing is you're trying to catch lightning in a bottle,
it's
right?
Ken Bone all over again.
Yeah, you're trying to
most likely.
You're trying to hire the young and up and coming.
And
guy.
If he's good, he's gone, like Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
So,
but hopefully he leaves you in a better spot where you can then go out and it's like springboard sort of thing, try to reestablish the program.
George Raveling still alive?
gonna go ahead and say no to that.
I think he is.
Is he?
We had him on the show a couple years ago.
Yeah, we had him on. He was the one that told the great story about. He's 81.
I was going to say.
He's alive.
When did we have him on?
I think you were gone. I think it was me one-on-one with George Raveling.
Yeah.
And he told a great story about something, but now I don't even remember what it was.
Because, yeah, 81, I'm going to go ahead and, although young George, he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Had a Sidney Poitier sort of thing.
He's
going
an
on.
Interesting guy, George Raveling.
Yeah.
I wonder what he thinks of who Washington State should hire. He coached there for a long time.
He was from 72 to 83.
Yeah.
He last coached in 1994.
He won a lot of games there.
So it's been a while. Been a while.
All right.
What about the ghost of John Wooden? Have we thought about ghost coach?
Well, the ghost, I mean, I like the idea, but how is that any better than Rick Pitino?
Well, vampire versus ghost. I mean, you're dealing with the...
Listen, if you're UNLV...
You're dealing with the undead versus the dead.
If you're UNLV, you hire Rick Pitino right now. And you hire a good PR person to spin it. You know what? You embrace his freaking cheating ass, and you go back to Tark and say, hey, you're talking to the school that had Tark.
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
We're gunslingers, man. Bring it. And Rick Pitino, dude, he would be awesome for UNLV because I know he's a big Vegas guy.
Yep.
Dude, that would be...
The white suit and red tie play, right? It works in line with the colors.
That would be so good.
And people saying Bob Knight, I don't know if anyone's heard, but I guess Bob Knight is mentally not all there.
Oh, shocking.
No, but no, like he's... it's getting...
Dementia?
Dementia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. I knew a P1 would know it. But George Raveling has the original Martin Luther King...
That's right. Yeah, he's the one that...
Speech.
Yeah, he has the speech.
I have a dream. Yeah, and he was there as a kid, and... he told that story. It was really good.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy, George Raveling. I think he was doing stuff with Nike.
Well, he's 81, so I don't know what he's doing, but he's probably not doing anything. He
could still dunk on your ass.
He's enjoying, the golden years.
Hey, Darren Revelle is doing a weird bit, and we're going to hear it next.
Yeah, Revelle's a strange cat.
I don't understand what's going on here. 547 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, bad parenting stories from sports, no less, kicking off the club in about 10 minutes. Now, Darren Revelle, he and I have a love-hate relationship. Well, I have a love-hate relationship with him.
I think almost every sports fan does.
He's a really good Twitter follow. He's the sports business guy.
Sometimes it's a bit much.
Oh, my God. I unfollow him all the time, and then I go back to him because I see somebody has retweeted something that he tweeted, and it's interesting. Like, he's pretty good on social media. You got to give it to him. He's built a giant following, and he finds some interesting stuff, but, oh, my God, does he try too hard sometimes?
Yeah.
And it's just so nauseating.
Another one of those for me is Hardwood Paroxysm, which is Matt Moore from CBS.
Matt Moore, yeah.
I love that feed, but then he tweets 900 times a day, and I go, I can't.
He must not have a family. I mean, I don't know how...
I can't imagine.
...people tweet that much. It's unbelievable.
He just watches every game and tweets about every game.
I still will never forget when he tried... I think it was one of the and-one mixtape guys where he was going to try to steal the basketball from him.
Matt Moore?
No,
Darren Revelle.
Darren Revelle.
Oh, you're talking about Darren Revelle.
Darren Revelle. He dressed up in an Atlanta Hawks uniform, and he went like one-on-one with a basketball player. I think it was Hot Sauce from the and-one mixtape. Have you ever seen the video of that?
Yeah, we talked about it.
You've never seen anything quite as awkward as Darren Revelle trying to be athletic.
He's just a little dork.
It's the damnedest thing.
So I saw that. So he's posting these on his Twitter feed here, and this has a Portland tie-in.
Hi, Darren. This is Darren Revelle from the Action Network, and I am here in Las Vegas enjoying the games coming up on Thursday and Friday. Unfortunately, your worker, Lewis, who works for you at the Portland Airport, which I believe is the home of the famous carpet, he really wants to get off. Now, I don't know what he does there. Oh. But it's not essential for Thursday or Friday. And actually, if he's there, he's not really going to be paying attention. So if it has anything to do with planes, it's actually a hazard for Lewis to be there on Thursday and Friday. I hope this video message suffices, and you'll welcome him back to work on Monday and not fire him. Happy March Madness!
Yeah.
My favorite is the beginning. Hey, Darren. It's Darren.
Okay, so I guess what he's doing is he's taking his followers,
yeah,
who tweet at him and say, hey, I want to skip out and watch the tournament on Thursday and Friday. And then Revelle's using his big name, which, I don't know, does Darren at Portland International Airport know who Darren Revelle is? Probably not. And he's posting a video directed at that person's boss to let them go watch the tournament and not work. Worst bit ever.
Well, no, it's not the worst bit ever. We've had one on this show that's worse than that. Pivo.
Oh, okay.
But.
Stand corrected.
Second worst bit? Try dismantling that atomic bomb. Yeah, that was worse.
It's just so dumb.
But Darren, this
is. Am I bugging you, Ron?
Yeah. So let's. Hold on.
Okay,
on,
all right.
On the worst bit ever.
I'll tone down
hi,
my.
Hi, Darren. This is Darren Revelle from the.
Hi, Darren.
I like that he throws
in. Hi, Darren.
In
from, this is Darren.
But he has to tell you where he's from because yeah. He's from the Action, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
But also, that's the worst way to introduce yourself because who knows what that is.
Yeah, you're like, what? The Action Network? This is Darren, formerly of ESPN.
So
that's a better way to put it.
It's a stupid bit, and now I have to unfollow him because he's posting several of them.
Yes. He's one of those people that you probably follow and unfollow multiple times.
And, you know, that bit might work if it's like, I don't know, like Michael Jordan or something, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
Your boss goes,
whoa,
that's really cool. You had Michael Jordan. But Darren Revelle?
Probably not. Well, here's the thing. Like, what if your boss, I'm guessing your boss will be like, who?
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah, it's like Darren doesn't even know who Darren Revelle is.
No.
Dumb. See, he tries way too hard. And his.
Well, Darren Revelle probably thinks Darren Revelle is a big deal.
Well, no, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
His Twitter feed, if you have, nothing will get me to unfollow faster. I don't unfollow a lot than over Twitter, like Mike is saying. Like, yeah. It's just too much.
You just flood it. Although I do appreciate when some people apologize.
But I do like Matt Moore, so I keep following him.
Someone was doing this at the NFL Combine where they were doing all the height and weights. And he just was like, look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to be tweeting out everyone's height and weight, and it's going to be really annoying. So unfollow me for like an hour or two.
Well,
like at least
I've done that.
Yeah.
You know, when I do that, freaking Swigard is tweeting. He live tweets the damn Timbers games.
Yes, he does.
I'm like, Swigard.
Yeah, like unfollow.
Unfollow.
I'll be back at the end of the evening.
Well, I guess I mute. I'm sorry. I mute.
There you go.
That's what you. I never unfollow. I mute.
Mute.
So maybe I'll just do that with Darren Revelle from time to time. But the worst is nothing will get me to mute faster than his, but he has bad puns. Like I remember one where he said, endangered species.
What?
Jordan Spieth was doing something.
Oh, okay.
He asks his followers to give him the next day's newspaper headline.
Yeah, and so it's just, oh my God. Revelle.
Well, Darren Revelle thinks a lot of himself. Daryl, this is Daryl. I guess maybe if the boss is a big sports fan, maybe he would know.
Hi, Darren. This
it's
is Darren.
Darren
Revelle from the Action.
Like
could you get Joe Shad to do this?
I don't know what he's doing now.
I think
he follows us.
I'm Joe Shad. Well, he hates us.
Yeah, he hates you.
Well, he hates you too. You made fun of him as well.
It ain't me.
You are roped into the Joe Shad thing.
Because you feel bad for being a jerk to the guy.
Now and then Stuart Mandel hated us as well.
Whatever.
That was also the time you yelled at Casey Musgraves to take it off.
I may have had a few.
Yeah, that was the same trip. It was an eventful trip.
Revelle tweeted also, Burger King has just announced it has signed Anderson Varejao to endorse the flopper. Mm. I mean, I'm sorry. Are you going to unfollow? The answer is yes.
Yes.
But then he posts.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like that's worse than the Darren, this is Darren. Like, the flopper?
So stupid.
Yeah, that's not good. He's doing bits now. Stop doing bits.
He tries too hard. Okay.
Just tweet out more photos of like ballpark.
He does have over 2 million followers.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm telling you, at times he does some really interesting ones.
Yeah.
Or from the business side.
Yeah. Like, but he always tweets out like food. He's always like new at this ballpark. And then he shows you like some sort of short rib thing. You're like, that looks good.
I do enjoy those tweets.
Yeah. I forget where it was at. It was at some baseball stadium. They got some big like pork rib thing,
you know,
that you can have this year. And it looked delightful.
Also, four new teams are doing a full-sized helmet full of fries and goodies.
This reminds me of...
although I'll tell you what, real quick, before we get to that, I need to address this. I don't like the big fry thing because what happens, they have these at the Moda Center. You can get a big thing at the Bunk Sandwich place. You can get a big thing of tots. And then they cover them with everything. And then the problem is that the bottom... just like all of it seeps in and then the bottom just ends up in a big quagmire. Like it you can't, there's no fry tot integrity there.
That's bad. It still tastes good.
It doesn't. It just ends. I've had it before. It just ends up being a big soupy mess at the bottom. Like it dissolves the fry in the tot and it's gross. You only get the very top layer of it.
Boy, I couldn't care about anything less. But what I was going to say is,
don't get it. I'm telling you, it's a waste of your money.
What I was going to say is I saw a feature on Adam Schefter on HBO once, recently, HBO Real Sports. And Schefter is a cool dude. I don't know if, did you see that?
Yeah, the HBO Real Sports did that on him and his family.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Like Adam Schefter works his ass off and he seems like a total dweeb, you know, like sports guy who hates his family and just all he does is text and tweet and it makes him feel great because he broke a news story.
Yeah.
He's actually a really cool
he's
dude.
He's an interesting,
interesting
guy, too.
Yeah. I want that feature on Darren Revelle. I want to see if there's something more to
there's
him.
There's not.
And I'm guessing there isn't.
There isn't. You want to dig a little deeper, and I think you're about to find out that it's about knee-deep.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Total knob.
Yeah, I digged a little bit.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.